this station and also streaming on NorthIdahoRadio.com. I'm Jen Barden. I'm a fitness trainer and I own a gym in town called The Shed. And I'm here with Jill Kahn. And Jill is a marriage and family therapist and practices in Sandpoint. And each month we come together and talk about mental health issues, physical issues, and today is the menopause show. All things menopause. There is so much information out there. I'm obsessed because I'm starting the process. And so I'm trying to figure out what the heck is going on.
Well, I'm at the other end, but it's still full on for me. Yeah. So and I think we are not really fully as aware of all of the implications. I think we're still trying to figure all of this out. People are finally paying attention, and women are finally paying attention, right?
And we're talking about it.
And we're talking.
I think
about
that's a big difference. I was talking to my mom last weekend. What's the next show about? And she said, yeah, it seems like it's a hot topic. And I feel
no pun
like
intended.
Oh, yeah, right? But I feel like it's always been. I get the feeling that it's an easier time for women to talk about it with each other. I hope men are going to stay tuned, because if you're with someone who's going through this, it's really important to understand and read the ups and the downs and the struggles and the frustrations.
Yes. So. No, I think it's true. And I do think that we are at a time when there is more conversation about it. And also I think women are now starting to become physicians and researchers. And so they have a much more vested interest in uncovering this nasty issue.
Yeah. So it's going to be a really great show, in my opinion. I love what I've been reading as far as the information you found, and then what I've found as far as fitness. And, you know, our bodies change so much, and there is now some real thought on how you should be exercising as we age to combat our physical changes. And it's not what I expected. So that'll be really, I'm happy to share that information. But what else is going on in your life?
It's full on summer, you know, right?
Pat likes our tans.
Kids and gardening, and we are so loving our new pontoon boat.
Awesome.
It is so much fun. We got a little barbecue for it, so
Perfect.
We can cook on the boat. It's so great. We can take the dogs, the kids.
They're great.
It's a floating living room.
We made that change last year, and it was a great one. And it's my folks came out yesterday and took it for the day and fished and really just had a picnic and had fun with my brother. So it's a great family boat.
It is a really good family boat. And I've been paddleboarding a lot, which I just love. It's wonderful. So yeah, it's been really nice. It was great having the kids for the holiday.
Nice.
Yeah, super fun.
Awesome.
And what about your life? You've got weddings.
I have two weddings.
Yes, you do. Oh, you do.
Oh. Yeah, I did have just one, and now we have two. My daughter Jessie and her fiance Kyle are getting married in October.
Oh.
So, yeah. So what I thought was going to be kind of a calmer second half to summer is now ramped up. But, it'll be a family event, and they will be participating because they want to be married out at the house. So that's going on. We're doing wedding dress shopping on Sunday with both girls.
Fun.
So, here we go. I haven't been able to go paddleboarding, or I've had to focus on just a few things. And currently I'm in a major battle with aphids in my Brussels sprout.
Oh, shoot.
And the aphids are winning. And so I'm trying everything.
Yes.
It's
I'm
very
so
disappointing.
Sorry to hear that.
They were beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah.
So. Well, I have empathy for you because I had the two weddings last year, and it's intense.
Yeah. It's a lot.
Trying
to just focus on little things and maintaining a routine.
That's good. That's good. Well, yeah. And I'm sort of in my planning mode for my 70th. So that's kind of where I'm at right now too. So there are details with that.
Good. Awesome. All right. Well, let's take a break. And when we come back, we're going to start our discussion on menopause, defining it and what goes on in our brains. I think that's the first part of our discussion.
Yes.
All right. This is Functional Health Radio.
Sandpoint Superdrug is celebrating their 50th anniversary. Thanks to their customers, they're still able to offer everything you need in one place. Get ready for your outside projects and pick up all your supplies in their Ace Hardware department. While you're there, fill your prescriptions, check out their nutrition center, or visit their home and gift area. They have something for everyone. Proud to be serving you for 50 years. Open 7 days a week on Fifth Avenue. Sandpoint Superdrug, your friendly, family-owned business.
The Hydra on 2nd and Lake is Sandpoint's original steakhouse. Stop in today for lunch or dinner.
The Hydra Steakhouse opens 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Come on in for nightly specials, famous prime rib, seafood, chicken, and pasta dinners. Or swing into the lounge with a full bar, try a tasty appetizer, and check out the house-made signature cocktails, beer, and wine.
Come on back to the Hydra for lunch or dinner today. The Hydra, 2nd and Lake in Sandpoint.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM and 1450 and 1400 AM.
Welcome back. This is Functional Health Radio. I'm Jen Barden. I'm a fitness trainer, and I own a gym in Sandpoint called The Shed, and I'm here with licensed marriage and family therapist Jill Kahn, who practices in Sandpoint, and today the show is all about menopause. Jill, what is menopause?
Well, here's the definition. It's when you haven't had a period for a full year.
Yep.
So the average age of onset is 51, but as many people know, your body starts years before that, and you can have a protracted perimenopausal period. And during perimenopause, your estrogen and progesterone levels begin to diminish. And so during that time, there's a lot of fluctuation. Now, what they say is that once you reach menopause, your hormone levels can stabilize. Not necessarily in my experience, until the fluctuating hormones can bring on a host of issues. So what I really want to say is I want to qualify this, because the research there, I think, doesn't really include, you know, on a bell curve, we're talking about what most people experience. There are those of us who are at the extremities of the bell curve, and I'm one of those people. Okay. So my symptoms did not stop. So I stopped having my period at 50, but it kept going on and on. Mm-hmm. I was having hot flashes, nights, all of the symptoms. So I think around 57 is when I got an HRT, mm-hmm. and that really just like, yippee, this was great.
So HRT for people who don't.
Hormone replacement therapy. Okay. And I did Bioidentical, which was a cream that I used, both an estrogen progesterone mix that I used and also testosterone. So I didn't do anything orally, because the research I had read said that the risk of cancer was only with oral HRT and not with Bioidentical.
And you started this after you had gone through?
Well, I
I stopped bleeding at 50, but I was still having full-on symptoms at 57.
Okay.
So I tried the HRT, and it was really like a miracle for me, right? However, once I got diagnosed with cancer and my cancer was estrogen-related, mm-hmm. I had to discontinue all of the hormone replacement therapy, which threw me right back into full-on menopause. So I just want to – I always say to people in my practice, I have incredible sensitivity for people who experience it more intensely than others. Some people breeze through it, no problem.
Right.
Most people, I think, have some symptoms, but then there are those of us who really get thrown by it.
Sure.
So – all of this I'm saying, just knowing that while some women experience mild symptoms such as hot flashes and vaginal dryness and sleep disturbances, for some people, these symptoms go on for a long, long time. And other things like memory problems can last for years,
sure.
Right? So what we know is that a lot of the menopausal symptoms and perimenopausal can affect your relationships, your sleep, your weight, and your mental health. And knowing that we all experience it very differently, mm-hmm. I think, is important.
Right.
So first of all, let's look at what the mental health issues are that are associated with menopause. So mood swings are a very common symptom of menopause. This is something that comes up in my practice a lot because women are like edgy and irritable and they do have mood swings and their husbands don't understand it. And oftentimes women are defensive about it. So when I ask, or a husband especially, if a man asks, well, you know, it must be your hormones, they get oftentimes really angry. And I think it's important to normalize that this is biochemical. It's
right.
Physical, that yes, that is predictable, and it's not being mean to ask if it's hormonally
right.
related.
Yeah, you and I are both kind of, well, I'm just starting this journey. I'll call it a journey.
A journey.
Yeah. And so I do, I mean, I don't feel the extreme mood swings. It could come.
Yes.
Or hopefully it won't. But,
yes.
I know that when I have kind of down days, or like yesterday I was angry over ridiculous things.
Yes.
That I can self-check myself and go, because I've been reading a lot about it, and I think that's what is helping me
yes.
recognize, no, this is your chemical stuff
yes.
right now, and you need, that's what's going on. It's not the dog keeps licking you.
Yes. So, yes, the low estrogen levels can lead to irritability, anxiety, and depression. Your moods can change very quickly. So, even though I was aware of it, I had a really hard time, I know, especially in the perimenopausal phase, where it would feel like nails on chalkboard, or I'd feel this sort of kind of raw nerves, like my nerves were just exposed.
Was your anxiety higher?
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
That's kind of, I noticed that with me, especially at night, when
well,
I wake up in the middle.
Yes, that's definitely one of the symptoms. So there was this irritability, anxiety, feeling just kind of insecure and vulnerable. I mean, I would look at myself and say, who's in this body? I don't understand.
It happens in an instant.
And it does. And it's so confusing because even though you know
right.
it's hormonally related, it's how you feel is so incongruent with how you've been the rest of your life.
And I think it's especially – well, I'm going to speak as someone who is an athlete all my life and competitive.
Yes.
Like competing. And to go through this right now, it really derails someone who's fit.
Yes.
And prides themselves on their health and fitness.
Yes.
And I know you are the same way.
Yes.
And from my reading and different podcasts, for athletic women – I believe if you're even on the edge, it's even worse.
Well, and
because you're used to what?
Yes, we're used to having a sense of control
yeah.
because we've been doing our whole lives all those things that are conducive to good health, right? So we eat well, we exercise, we do all of those things, and suddenly you do not have control over your weight.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
Because I knew exactly what to do if I needed to work with my weight, and suddenly it doesn't work.
Right.
So that's really, that feels really out of control and uncomfortable.
And it's hard, I feel, for, well, at least I know it's probably hard for my husband, who, because then I'm needing all this reassurance, like, do I look okay? Like, am I, like, are my muscles still here? Like, what's going on? Because you also get into the brain of...
Oh, yes.
And so, thank you, Jeff, for being patient, because it is, it's hard.
It's super hard, and, you know... I'm somebody who's done abs voraciously my whole life. And suddenly, where the heck did this belly fat come from?
Right.
I've never had it.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. So it's very tough because it does interfere with your identity, your sense of who you are, as well as the control.
Well, I think for me, like, I'm not doing some things that I would normally do because I'm a little self-conscious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting. So I think that we have to acknowledge that there are these vacillating emotions, right? And when you feel out of control and you're self-conscious about your body, then you're more emotionally vulnerable and volatile as well, right?
Right.
So anyway, that's kind of what it's like for you and me, right?
Exactly.
So back to the research. How is it that the estrogen levels are connected to your mood? So a lot of studies point to the mood-enhancing effects of estrogen, which implies that lower levels of it may lead to feelings of depression. One study showed that women are 2 to 4 times more likely to experience a major depressive episode during menopause than at other times in their lives. So you're super vulnerable. And low estrogen levels may also exacerbate existing mental health issues for people who are bipolar, right?
Right.
Or anxious. Yeah?
Yeah.
So if you've already got those things in place, it's going to spike them. Mm-hmm. And for those of us who haven't had those, it just seems so foreign mm-hmm. to have these experiences. So in addition to changing estrogen levels, sleepless nights can also contribute to mood changes, right? So night sweats, hot flashes, your heart palpitations, they can leave you feeling cranky, anxious, and irritable all during the day.
It's the pits.
Yes.
And here's the thing. I was listening to a podcast yesterday about sleep and women going through menopause. And instead of we tend to focus on what time we need to get to bed now. It's not that time that's most important. It's having a consistent wake-up time.
Oh.
And so this is from some sleep therapist
in
England. And she was saying, I gotta go to bed at 8 o'clock or whatever the time. I'm 8 because I go to bed early. But I was focused on that to get my 8 to 9 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
But she's saying it's actually you need to get into that rhythm of I get up every morning at 6:15 or whatever it is for each person and try to maintain that to get your body adjusted and used to the sleep patterns that are normal.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So here are the symptoms that we normally associate with menopause. Anger and irritability, mm-hmm. anxiety, forgetfulness, mm-hmm. right? You can't multitask the way you used to.
Right.
And you'll
forget everything.
Yeah.
Even finishing sentences.
For me, it's like go down to the basement. I think, what did I come down here for?
Totally. Yeah. Absolutely.
Loss of self-esteem, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Especially, you know, as our skin becomes less elastic. And I mean, all those changes, right, affect it. Loss of confidence. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't have the same ability to control my being the way I have.
Yeah.
Low mood and feelings of sadness and depression and poor concentration, often described as brain fog or lost words. I mean, we all, right?
I'm living in the fog.
Yes. Yes. And the sleep thing really does exacerbate everything else, right?
Yeah.
It just makes life harder.
Well, you're boosting your cortisol because you're not getting the sleep. It's just the spiral.
It is.
All right. Let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll continue our discussion of menopause. This is Functional Health Radio.
Get prepared for harvest and hunting season at Pro-X Home Decor Center. They have a full line of upright and chest freezers in stock now. Shopping for a refrigerator? Check out their line of in-stock models. With over 13 to choose from, you will be sure to find one that suits your needs. Also in stock are Harvest Right freeze dryers, a must for the serious food preservationist. And stay on trend with beautiful acacia butcher block countertops. Affordable and in stock now. Pro-X Home Decor Center, your hometown everything store.
Grammy, CMA, and ACM Award winner Ashley McBride to take the festival at Sandpoint stage.
That's why I leave a light home in the kitchen.
Ashley McBride to bring her chart-topping country hits to the festival stage on Saturday, August 5th.
Never wanted to be that girl. Never wanted
tickets
to
are
be
selling
myself.
Fast, so buy yours now at festivalatsandpoint.com. Don't miss Ashley McBride on Saturday, August 5th.
Hi, this is Chad Young from the EasyHomeBuyer.com, Spokane and Coeur d'Alene's trusted cash home buyer. Despite record interest rate increases and home values dropping, I am still buying houses. If you own a house and want to sell as is in as little as 1 week, call me for your fair cash offer at 208-877-6000. We've helped hundreds of sellers in the area sell fast for cash and pay no commissions or fees. We are the highest rated cash home buying company in our area because we guarantee a closing and we care about our customers. We are a local family owned company that buys houses, vacant land, and apartments. To get your free cash offer today, visit us online at theeasyhomebuyer.com or call us at 208-877-6000. That's 208-877-6000. Play that catchy jingle.
Pick up the phone to inquire. Call the Easy Home Buyer.
Clay Walker, Countryside Tour.
I can make a living out of loving you.
Friday, August 4th, 8 p.m., Clearwater River Casino.
She's lonely now. She won't be lonely long.
Clay Walker, live.
You look good in the middle of a little farm.
On sale now at the casino box office or ticketswest.com.
I just want to live until I die.
Presented by Clearwater River Casino.
As a DJ on the hunt for sounds to add to my perfect summer playlist, I can build a track from just about anything. From the birds in the trees, to the sizzle of a burger on the grill, to the perfect beat drop. But there's something missing. Nothing says fun quite like the sound of summer scratch tickets from the Idaho Lottery. With prizes up to $200,000 and weekly second chance drawings for a $2,000 Delta gift card, this is a beat you can play to get away. Benefiting Idaho Public Schools and Buildings. Must be 18 or older. Play wise.
KBFI, KSPT, North Idaho's radio.
Welcome back. This is Functional Health Radio. I'm Jen Barden. I own a gym in town called The Shed, and I'm here with licensed marriage and family therapist Jill Kahn, and she practices in Sandpoint. We're talking menopause. We're sharing our own experiences. I'm Perry, starting, and Jill's,
sustained. Let's call it sustained.
That's perfect. And we're just going to talk about, you know, we're talking about the emotions and some of those, what you experience. And then later in the show, we're going to talk about different ways to work out that maybe will help.
Well, this next piece is what helps anxiety and depression during menopause. So the advice they give is the first step is to talk with your doctor. My experience was that was not very helpful.
Yeah.
Even a doctor who purported to be a specialist for women of a certain age. I think, again, if it's a physician who hasn't experienced it because she's young.
Completely agree. That's my experience. I love my doctor.
But she doesn't know.
No.
And the same is true for the doctor I went to go see who was older and had gone through it, but she was one of those people that just breezed right through it, so she didn't get it.
Yeah.
So I think I had to go searching around to find somebody who was a specialist.
And did you find someone locally?
I did. He's moved. And unfortunately, because it's very hard to find someone who really knows how to diagnose.
There's someone in Missoula. There's a practice in Missoula that I have had a couple friends go to.
And I might try out. There's one in Coeur d'Alene, they say, and I think there's one or two in Spokane. So keep looking,
yeah,
right?
For sure.
And I would say that if you're not satisfied with your physician, keep looking.
Yeah.
So they may help you with a screening of your mental health. They might be able to prescribe some medications for you.
And look at where your hormones are right now, right? Isn't that important? Because my understanding is with the hormone replacement therapy, what they are finding now is if you start it during your perimenopause, you're
right.
less likely to maybe run into some issues with cancers and things like that.
Well, that's an interesting thing. Again, I think we're finding things out. I did not find the saliva test that I took to be mm-hmm. very helpful.
Yeah.
Now, there is what they call the Dutch test, which I haven't utilized,
yeah.
but that is something that is supposed to give you much more specificity.
That's my understanding, too.
The other thing that somebody told me was that if you, around in your 20s and early 30s, get a baseline read on your hormone levels, then you've got that to access later in life when you need
great
to plug
idea.
In the...
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah. So... being much more aware of those options, I think, is important. So I did choose to take supplemental estrogen when it got to the point where it felt like I I wasn't having any success.
Yeah.
So it helped with all of my systems. So there are options. You can do a pill, a patch, a cream or gel, there are also some non-hormonal therapies for symptoms of menopause, which include some antidepressants taken at a low dose. And then a medication that I do use is gabapentin.
Oh.
And that's one of the ones that's being prescribed. And I have to tell you, it is a lifesaver for
really?
Me. Because it allows me to sleep through the hot flashes.
Oh, yeah.
Because the hot flashes wake me up.
You don't like those? That pool of water on your neck? And you're like, what is going on? Where's the fan?
Well, and the other consequence is when I get really hot, I lift my arms up and then I tweak my shoulders.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
No, it's not. And I want to add sleeping because I read this too. You really want your room to be 65 degrees.
Yes.
You want your core temperature low.
Yes.
And that I'm trying to do that and it is making a difference.
Yes, that does really help. But there's also a brand new medication for hot flushes called fezolinetant. It hasn't been studied for a mood, but it does seem to improve quality of life and sleep. So that's something I'm going to do a little more.
Jill and I were talking during the break about our bathroom sinks and all the products
yes.
we are trying. So when we find something that works, we will share it with you.
Yes. Yes. Gabapentin is great. I really appreciate that. You know, for me, not being able to take estrogen, I've been trying to find estrogen mimicking products.
Mm-hmm.
So there is one that I've tried, Equel, mm-hmm. which has some benefit. And there's another one, Bonafide. But neither one of them have anywhere near the effect of the hormone replacement therapy. I mean, I think I've been afraid to go without
sure.
because I feel like I have to have something. But even so, it still doesn't get me anywhere near where I was. So I think there is a room to explore
mm-hmm.
what you can do. You know, and I think for vaginal dryness, there is a really nice product called Kindra that really does make a difference. And that helps a lot.
And are these something
over the counter?
Over the counter. Okay.
So Equel, Bonafide Des products, Kindra, those are all available online.
Okay.
Now, the other thing they talk about is making lifestyle changes.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing is for those of us who already do this,
right.
they're not changes, right?
That's so the frustrating part.
finding ways to take better care of yourself can take the edge off.
Yeah.
Keeping your body healthy with regular movement and nourishing food, which we do.
Yeah.
Sit less, which yep. I could sit less. Hydrate more. I do a lot of hydrating. Morning relaxing routine, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yoga, meditation. And practice good sleep hygiene by not using your phone before bed.
Yes.
Which I never do.
Nope.
That's not one of the things I do.
Yeah, I plug mine in.
So screen time, and I've actually tried to start reading. Sometimes I read on Kindle, but if I read, it's better to read
a paperback, right? A book.
An actual book instead, so we don't have that disturbance with the screens. And keep your screens out of your bedroom.
Yeah.
Your bedroom should be screen free. You know, no TV, no phone, no computer, ideally.
Yeah.
Keep in touch with your friends, right? Friends are a wonderful source of support.
Oh, absolutely. And especially if, you know, in the same age group.
Yes.
Or, you know, 40s to 60s, we're all, and later, we're all going through it, or we've been through it. And
yes.
I've learned so much from my friends who are a little bit ahead of me.
Yeah, it is good. We need to be there for each other. So let's see here. Many women in their late 40s and 50s can experience menopausal weight gain.
Yeah.
Or even perimenopause, sudden weight gain. So this is what we were alluding to.
So I noticed it in perimenopause. Is that where you did too?
Not really.
Really?
No. No. You know, this is the first time it's gotten really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not supposed to have any estrogen, period.
Okay.
So this is when I'm really experiencing it. And the other thing that's really interesting is, according to WebMD, 30% of women aged 50 to 59 are not only overweight, but they're actually considered to be obese.
Wow.
So there is that menopausal weight gain.
Mm-hmm.
So this weight gain is linked with menopause and perimenopause. And it's important to be aware of the health risks associated with being overweight as well, right? So if we allow that weight to creep up, there's high blood pressure, heart disease, and diabetes that are risks that we're faced with if we have unhealthy weight. But they're also more serious when associated with menopausal weight gain.
Yeah.
So it's the fluctuation in estrogen levels that influences the weight gain. Studies have shown that decreased levels of estrogen causes low energy, mm-hmm. a diminished metabolic rate.
Right.
See, that's the killer for me, I think.
Yeah. That's a biggie. Yeah.
I think that is, because it's not low energy for me, but I think my metabolic rate has really dropped.
Yep.
And it can also, the low estrogen, can cause the body to use blood sugar and starches less effectively. And then, of course, as we said, it interrupts sleep patterns. And if you're not sleeping well, then you can skip a workout because you decide you want to sleep in. So, again, one thing leads to another.
Well, and also I feel like when you're going through these changes and it's disruptive, you're unhappy about it, you're going to go to
comfort food.
Exactly.
Or alcohol.
Exactly. Because it is. For some of us, not a great experience. And so it's real easy, like, I can't sleep, I'm going to have this drink before bed because that's going to knock me out.
Right.
Well, then your blood sugar spikes, and then you're awake. So that's really not a solution.
No.
You know, so trying to figure out how to make these changes, and then we talked about it. We're already doing the right things, and we're still going through it. So what can we tweak? What can we do? But I think that's one reason why as we age, we go through menopause, people are, you're getting older. You should relax. You shouldn't do as much and take it easy. And then slam.
Not good advice.
No.
I'm not taking it easy.
Exactly.
I'm doing more.
Yeah, that's right.
So, menopause usually occurs around the same time as other signs of aging, as we've talked about, right? The changes in her skin.
Mm-hmm.
So women in their late 40s and early 50s are less likely to exercise. And 60% of adults simply aren't active enough.
No. Well, and what I find is we walk. Which walking is fantastic.
But it's not
enough.
But
walking is not going to build your muscles.
Mm-mm.
It's not going to get rid of that belly fat. It's wonderful, but it's just simply not enough. We are women, and we were built for endurance activities.
Yep.
Walking is endurance. That's easy. Our body knows that. We need to change things.
Well, and the other thing that I really notice is that those of us who continue to lift weights, and that you notice so many women who get older who have the kind of hunched shoulder, and there's just no muscle.
Nope.
And it makes a difference. So the other thing that I'm experiencing is that without the estrogen and testosterone, I'm losing, I think, muscle mass. Even though I'm still lifting as much, doing all of the the weight related activities, and that lower muscle mass also decreases your metabolic rate. Yep. So I think there are all these pieces that are interfering. So it's just hard.
It is hard.
It's hard.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, let's talk about how to exercise and maybe how to change things up so we start to get muscle back.
Good.
Because we can. All right. This is Functional Health Radio.
Summer is in full swing, and it's time to see what's new at Boonberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays and located on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Boonberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
The PRCA Rodeo returns to the Bonner County Fairgrounds Outdoor Arena on Friday and Saturday, August 4th and 5th. Tickets are on sale now. Bring the entire family out for all the traditional PRCA Pro Rodeo events, including bareback, steer wrestling, team roping, barrel racing, bull riding, and so much more. General admission tickets are just $17 and available online now at BonnerCountyFair.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
MVP's bonus days are back at Lowe's. Find special savings on top brands like DeWalt. Right now, save $60 when you buy a DeWalt impact driver or drill for just $99 each. Plus, MVP's Pro Rewards members will earn 3 times the bonus points when shopping the Pro Zone. Shop in-store and online today. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. DeWalt offer valid 7/17 through 8/2. Bonus points calculated before taxes and fees after applicable discounts if any. Valid through 7/28. Subject to change.
North Idaho's Radio, KSPT and KBFI.
Welcome back. This is Functional Health Radio. I'm Jen Barton. I'm a fitness trainer, and I own a gym in town called The Shed. And I'm here with licensed marriage and family therapist Jill Kahn, and she practices in Sandpoint. We're talking menopause. Lots of, and our personal experiences. I mentioned before, I'm starting to go through it. Jill is going through it.
Sustaining.
Yes, sustaining. And in what we're experiencing, our experiences are a little bit different. I mean, I have more like skin stuff, dryness, inflammation, hot flashes, of course,
yes.
Sleep. I don't have the irritability. I don't. Do I, Jeff? but again, I'm still early in it.
So yes.
We shall see. But we've been talking when we went to break about working out and how I'm kind of changing things. Because, I mean, I work out, but I work out like an endurance athlete. And that's not benefiting me because it's just exhausting me. And it's already a time where I don't have the energy to maintain that. And so my body's holding on to cortisol, which can cause belly fat.
Oh.
The meno belly.
I love it.
So did you have more you wanted to add, Jill?
Well, I can, if we have some time left over, I'll circle back around.
Well, let's talk about, I'll get my notes out. It's common to be told as we age, and I don't know if you ever heard it from a doctor or anything, but you should just cut back and take it easy. And I see friends doing that. Like, oh, I'm just going to go for a walk, and then let's get wine afterwards.
Yeah.
You know, that type of activity where, oh, I'm so tired, I don't want to go to the gym today. And it's like, I think if you just get to the gym, you're going to feel more energized after the gym.
Yes.
But our workouts, maybe we need to look at them and tweak them a bit. So if you were used to doing maybe the two-hour workout before, maybe it becomes an hour-long workout and more intense. So what they're suggesting – and I want to just add this. If you have not been working out, like lifting, doing sprints, the things I'm going to talk about, make an appointment with your doc and just make sure your general health is good before you take that on. And if you also want to start lifting and you have no experience weight training, meet up with a trainer. Hire a trainer, go to a gym like the Shed or somewhere like where you go 7B, where there are trainers on staff who can assist you. So you know your form is correct. You know you're not taking on something that is too intense or too much because you want to build a base. So there's that. But back to the workout. What does working out going through menopause look like? You have to lift weights and you have to lift heavy weights. The days of the toning, you'll hear this from trainers. Hell, if I want to tone, if you want to tone, you want to do 15 to 20 reps and all that. No, the experts are saying you need to lift weights, you need to lift heavy weights. You need to add, and this is a new one for me, you need to add sprint or HIIT workouts into your programming. And so I'm not saying crazy stuff that you need to go do, I don't know, the kickboxing class. I mean, my body and my joints.
Burpees, my hated.
Yeah. I mean, my body is changing. I've been an athlete all of my life, and so my joints, I want to keep them. I don't want to go through the route of replacements if possible. And I need to work on mobility also. That's a biggie. You can still continue to do your walking or your longer run if you're, you know, that's your deal. But I really, if you're not happy with the way your body's looking, I think it will benefit you to change it up. And another thing, you need to take rest days. Do you take rest days?
Occasionally.
So I do. I take rest days. I take 1 to 2 a week. And then I just really focus on when I am lifting and I am doing the other stuff of 100% doing my best. And then I recover. Yeah.
So tell me more about the sprint concept.
Yeah, let's go there. For this high-intensity interval training, what they're finding is, and then we're talking short variations, like 30 seconds of 85% maximum heart rate.
Yes.
So you're going to do 30 seconds and then maybe you recover for 30 seconds. What studies are showing is it stimulates the metabolic system, which will decrease your deep belly fat. It will improve your insulin sensitivity and your ability to use oxygen, which helps you burn more fat and get more fuel into your working muscles. One study, so Tabatas, let's take Tabatas. They use that in the study. You warm up for 5 to 10 minutes, and then you push as hard as possible for 20 seconds. So I have a Peloton at home. That's where I do my cardio. So I'll find a program that's Tabatas or HIIT and Hills. You can do this at home without Peloton.
Yes.
So, but it was, you do 20 seconds of all out, and then you recover for 10 seconds, and you're right back at it, and you do this 6 to 8 times. And so that you want to rest for 5 minutes and work up to maybe doing 2 to 3 rounds of that. I would, if I were doing a short one like that, I would probably do another workout, like if I was lifting, and just add a 10-minute Tabata to the finish.
So tell us what Tabata is.
Tabata is that 20-second of intensity, recover for 10, and you do it for 6 to 8 rounds.
Okay.
You can do it with kettlebell swings. You know, you could do it running on a track. You could do sprints. You could also do plyometrics if you want to be jumping. You know, everyone's different.
Right.
So that's – but another form – of training that's high intensity that they're suggesting for peri and postmenopausal women are sit workouts. And these are super short, 10 to 30 second intervals. One of the biggest benefits of sit training is that it increases lean muscle mass and reduces fat mass. So you could do this on a bike, a rower, running, kettlebells, battle ropes. Maybe your gym has battle ropes. Do that for 10 seconds, recover. 10 seconds, recover, and just keep doing that. And you just want to get your heart rate up 85% of your max.
Interesting.
So
okay.
That's probably your zone for, if you look at heart rate zones, and everyone, a lot of people have the smartwatches, there are program apps that you can download for your heart rate, and it'll tell you what zone you're in.
Yeah.
So I have that. I love it. It'll just beep when you're in that zone. It'll beep when you're out of the zone. So those are something that I now am adding to my workouts. And I really am noticing a difference.
So I'm wondering, for example, when I go for a bike ride and I'm on where we've got incline, right? And you're that probably functions that way, right? Because you're having to work harder on the uphill and then you get a little downhill and then
the key is you're just doing it no more than 30 seconds.
Okay.
So crank it.
Yes.
And then recover.
Okay.
You could also do it hiking up a hill.
Okay.
You know, just put some, maybe some weights on your feet, figure out how it's going to be 30 seconds up, and then walk back down and then go back up. Something that's just stimulating things again.
Yes.
Yeah. So that to me is important. But here's another thing. Mobility during menopause is really important to work on your mobility.
Yeah.
And it's the ability to move your joints through their intended range of motion and control that movement with strength and stability. And this is the foundation that provides optimal athleticism and protection from injury. So it gets compromised. I don't know if you're noticing. I've noticed my joints are stiffer going through this. That was another big thing for me.
Yes. Joints are definitely, well, you know, I've had three of them replaced. So.
Yeah. So mobility can be compromised during menopause, and scientists aren't quite sure why, but hormone levels appear to have a significant impact on joint, muscle, and connective tissue health.
Yeah.
So I get regular massage. Do you?
Yeah. No, not regular, but I do get it, you know, at least a few times a year. But.
So it's really important for me because I am tight.
Yes.
And I am not, I don't have the mobility, but I have also like a Theragun. Do you have a Theragun?
Oh.
So it's a vibrating massage tool.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And you can use that into, you know, into the connective tissues and the tendon, all those areas and joints that feel tight. It'll help you get more flexibility so you can get into the stretches.
Okay.
So it's something to consider too. So heavy lifting, I want to quickly, we have a few minutes, go back to that. But when you're doing heavy lifting, we're talking 3 to 5 reps of an overhead press, a deadlift, a squat, a chest press, like those, maybe a lunge.
Right.
And you're going to do maybe, 3 to 5 reps and maybe do that 4 sets. And then, so when you write a workout for yourself, you maybe would want a back squat, I would do like 3 times 5 to 6 reps. And then I would do a bench press, 3 sets of 5 to 6 reps.
Okay.
Have a spotter.
Yeah.
Because that's a lot of weight. And again, I want to go back to, you need to build up to that.
Right.
So if you haven't been doing it, it's fine to do 10 to 12 reps, get an idea of what heavy lifting is all about.
Yes.
Hire a trainer if you want to. But it's fatiguing. There's rest periods. It's an art. You know, there's definitely, it's a different way to challenge your body. But I would encourage everyone to look into that if you want to see some muscle come back.
Yeah.
Because we lose 20% through this process.
Wow.
So let's fight it. All right. There's so much. We're running out of time. My training, I do 3 to 4 days of weight training, 2 days of HIIT or sit, 1 to 2 days of longer cardio, and then I rest for 2 days.
And
I get a massage.
Yes. And the other thing just to remember is that lean proteins are our friends, and any processed food is not.
Yes.
And reduce alcohol.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of There's a lot of things out there. Okay, we'll talk about it next month. Jill, great to see you.
You too.
All right. This has been Functional Health Radio.